Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to the Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvin. That is facebook.com/purposed1alvin. And ladies and gents, the mailbag is still open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose to cover a few over time. Please check out my archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here is what I have for you all today. Today, I am going to talk about the best trust. The best trust. Today, I felt inspired to talk about a place in your life at this very moment that you can find some of the most power in your life. The best trust. What is the best trust? The best trust, spoiler alert, is ultimately the trust in yourself to the point to where it's not about knowing what's going to happen with a certain outcome when it comes to a certain situation or a certain person personally or professionally. It is the trust of understanding that no matter what happens in the event between you and a person personally or professionally, you'll know exactly what to do and how to do, especially as you become more mature and experienced in life. This level of trust with yourself helps to cut out a lot of second guessing and doubt. And what that does is that frees up so much space and energy in your life to be able to adapt and navigate as or commit as time goes by in the event or the situation with the person professionally or personally unfolds more. And it's really, it over time really becomes that simple. It really reduces a lot of mental energy and emotional energy you put into things that you on the onset have no control over. Because all you have control really is the management of your emotions and your actions and your choices as this situation unfolds. And you, by life, will be forced to continue to move along. Some people try to completely shut themselves off or try to control things or have the illusion of manipulation and control because they try to surround themselves around people that they feel that they can manage, situations that they can readily manage. But there's always going to be some wild card or some random element not considered or compensated for, even with the most highly intelligent person. Anytime you are a highly intelligent person, but you elect to deal with other people who generally are just as intelligent or are similar to you are, or maybe they're not intelligent. Maybe they're just highly emotional, and you have management of their emotions because they give them to you at this time. They can always change that. There's nothing, you know, life is not like a big computer program where just because you put in a certain amount of focus or effort, it's supposed to give you exactly what you were looking at or thinking about. But anyway, let's start at the professional realm. Professional realm. Work environment, corporate environment, business environment, and how you interact with the environment and the people in it. And then, of course, everybody wants everything to go smooth, good, perfect, wonderful, in your favor in some form or fashion. And it's good to trust yourself when that happens. But what happens when things don't go exactly the way that you believe they should? Even with the most articulate plan. What do you do then? Some people double down on their actions because that's all they know. Let me do this, let me do that, let me do this. Let me throw a bunch of spaghetti against the wall, proverbial spaghetti against the wall, and let me see what happens. Because you got to do something to make something happen. Which is the American way, you know, the rugged individualism that we're constantly taught to do, to go get it. And that is a powerful modality. Sometimes the other powerful modality is non-actions. Wait till things settle for a while. Calm your sense of urgency. Because your sense of urgency may be allowing you to overlook some readily available options, or the realization that you don't have to do anything because the situation will already resolve itself. And that is where trust in self comes from. Trust in self, like if you have any somewhat level of success any professional venture, what it means is that you've already overcome situations in which you've derived experience from. And you've also not only derived experience from, but you've developed talents and skills and awareness along with that experience. So when difficulties happen in professional environments, dealing with certain projects or dealing with certain people and personality types that are a little bit different with yours, but they bring some type of talent, or dealing with the politics due to personality differences, you still ultimately get to the point and realizing that the power is in trusting yourself, that your deeper self and your deeper well of experience and skill will pick the absolute appropriate path of either action or non-action in order to progress the situation. You are here and you are still living today in the place where you are, either because you trust yourself, or unfortunately because you may not have trust yourself and you're still learning to trust yourself, which is the biggest trust. Let's talk about person. You've had your set of situationships, you've had your set of relationships, you've had your close calls when it came to going to the next level with people, and your close calls of of realizing this probably wasn't a good match. If you had a sizable amount, you lived life, had a sizable amount of interactions with people who were mates, potential mates, spouses, ex-spouses, things like that, you garnered a body of experience. You've built a well within yourself and understanding some basic things about human psychology and relationship psychology. You've also, on gut levels, learned to feel when the intuition about a person was right on or whether it was challenging and it was challenging and it was warning you of something about the person. So you can rest assured and trust within yourself that if these situations arise again, you will know exactly what to do as someone shows you more and more of who they truly are. And as you show them more of who you truly are. And you're seeing how that plays off of each other in the many different facets of relationships, which is also from just the daily interaction, managing each other's highs and lows emotionally, lifestyle practices from spirituality to religion to sexual appetites, what each person needs in order for them to feel successfully, feel thoroughly sexually pleased. If you've had any sizable amount of living, you can trust yourself because of the experience and also the skill sets that you developed in it. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today, was the biggest trust that you can have in your life. You are with you 24/7, 365. You are the only one who basically knows your thoughts and feelings intimately, no matter how pleasing or how unpleasing they are. You are you, and therefore you know how to read your own thoughts and your own intentions. So there's absolute transparency with yourself if you allow that transparency to be authentic and you embrace that authenticity, so that you can continue to refine yourself from within so that it can project outside of you. And once you reach that state of trusting yourself and trusting what you are capable and you would be able to do should any situation arise, life becomes much more streamlined and simpler. You get to a place where virtually your anxiety, your fear of the future is mitigated, and that in itself is gold, because you have a peaceful state regardless, or if you do have a stress inducing state, it's not prolonged. It's not this underlying lingering thing that's humming in the background while you're trying to function throughout life. And it also gives resolve to certain stresses and traumas that you've had in your past. The things that you, I guess some people wish they could take back. Well, the only thing that you can take back from your past experience is a higher level of understanding, thinking, and feeling that allows you to take what you've learned and move better in your present with it. Again, both of those places, too much over analyzing the future and too much regret of the past. Once you realize that you can take back the power from those places and really maximize your now with the best trust and the best thinking, things really just, they even out for you. They smoothen out for you. Even people around you in your situation who tend to either be very depressed or very anxious about things, they won't sway you, because you know, you come to realize your power, your talents, and your path. And you can have a certain level of compassion for these people because they haven't realized the biggest trust, where the biggest trust lies within their lives. And they have to learn on their own. And the only way that you can really, if you have already verbalized this realization to them, but they still don't quite understand it or get it, the only way that you can help convey to them the power of that is by allowing it to flow or manifest in your life over time. And they'll note a marked difference between the way you move and the way they move, and perhaps you can be a fantastic inspiration to them so that they can find the seat of their best trust. And that is what I have for you all today. Trust yourself. Trust your experience. Trust in your power to be able to adjust or resolve anything that comes your way. And that is the best trust. All right, well, you have been listening to Real Talk with AH3 on the Bashani Network. And again, my background vibe music is provided by Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. And for more information for Mr. Free Will, you can always contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL. @gmail.com. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.